Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, the weather remains warm and clear. In Tel Aviv, the skies are bright, inviting people outside. Jerusalem is experiencing a pleasant evening. In Haifa, the cool breeze provides a perfect end to the day. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports that President Trump is considering a major strike on Iran, threatening unprecedented action over Houthi attacks on Saudi ships. This comes as several Israeli mayors reopen bomb shelters and the Prime Minister plans a security meeting. Also, Ynet reports that Trump has warned Iran of severe military consequences if their Houthi allies attack shipping again. This follows recent targeting of two Saudi oil tankers. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post warns that the West's repeated ceasefires with Iran may be misguided. They argue these pauses allow Iran to regroup, while the West misinterprets them as diplomatic success. Separately, according to JTA, President Trump states that a U.S.-Saudi nuclear deal hinges on Saudi-Israeli normalization. He insists there will be no Saudi uranium enrichment, otherwise. And finally, I-24 News reports that the U.S. House of Representatives has voted again to restrict Trump's ability to engage in war with Iran as some Republicans break ranks. Here's what people are saying online. The Israel Foreign Ministry, posting just minutes ago, emphasized that Iran remains a leading sponsor of global terrorism. This follows revelations by Mossad and Shin Bet of another Iranian terror network. Khaled Hassan, a commentator, noted just now on X the significance of Saudi normalization with Israel. IL Red Alert, a missile alert service, posted that the U.S. Central Command has redirected 12 commercial vessels and disabled one since reinstating its naval blockade against Iran 9 days ago. Let's go deeper, starting with the situation involving President Trump and Iran. The Times of Israel highlights that Trump is considering a significant military response following Houthi attacks on Saudi oil tankers. This escalation puts regional stability at risk, and Israel is taking precautions by reopening bomb shelters. The Prime Minister's upcoming security meeting indicates the gravity of the situation for Israeli national security. Turning to the U.S.-Saudi nuclear discussions. JTA reports that President Trump ties any nuclear cooperation with Saudi Arabia to normalization with Israel. This move could reshape Middle Eastern alliances and impact Iran's strategic calculations. The insistence on no uranium enrichment suggests a stringent U.S. stance on nuclear proliferation. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post critiques Western diplomacy with Iran. They argue that each ceasefire grants Iran time to rebuild militarily. This perspective challenges the notion that diplomatic delays equate to progress. The West's approach could inadvertently embolden Iran's regional ambitions. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports that Mobileye stock has plummeted by 15% following the resignation of its founder and CEO, Amnon Shashua. This comes as a surprise, given the company's strong market position in AI and autonomous driving technology. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reveals that Moovit is laying off one-third of its workforce. The company is undertaking a strategic review, leading to structural changes that will affect about 60 employees. And finally, CTech reports that after 27 years, Amnon Shashua is stepping down from his role as CEO of Mobile. This marks a significant leadership change for one of Israel's most successful tech ventures, as it pushes forward with AI, robotaxi, and humanoid innovations. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 11 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.